The We Are Up supportive housing project in McKinleyville has addressed the concerns of a group of neighbors who filed an appeal, regaining approval from the Humboldt County Planning Commission. The project, a 70-unit mix of integrated housing, communal buildings, and open space, got the enthusiastic support of the commission at a June 26 hearing with no public opposition. An initial hearing last July included comments from neighbors on noise and traffic concerns. The commission approved permits for the project, and that action was appealed. The project's team made changes in response, including moving a special event site away from nearby residences and changing a main access route, and resubmitted the application. Sited at a 17-acre parcel about 400 feet from the intersection of Central Avenue and School Road in McKinleyville, the project will offer a safe living environment, mostly for people with autism and intellectual disabilities and seniors, with caregiving services and amenities like a community center, gathering spaces, and an orchard. We Are Up founder Mary Keene told the commission her work on the project is inspired by her own experiences as a caregiver for members of her family, including her autistic granddaughter. She spoke to the project's need.
If all of us will need care for a loved one or for ourselves at some point in our lives, wouldn't it be wonderful if that care was affordable and accessible so that caregiving could be a source of comfort and joy rather than stress and financial hardship? Our economy is powered by caregivers who are so often unseen. Not just an individual or a family issue, it's an economic and social issue. Treating it as such could pave the way for solutions that boost economic growth and resilience at all levels of society.
Keene said We Are Up will create, quote, a community within the community, providing job skills and training on site, and a place for the community at large to come together. There was solid support for the project during a public comment period. Former state senator and McKinleyville resident Wesley Chesbro said the project's benefits are numerous.
This project has all kinds of attributes. It is a great use of the property. It provides housing while at the same time preserving open space. It helps contribute to McKinleyville's further development as a rich, full community, which there's many things, the town center efforts, the efforts to build the senior housing project. I think these things are all converging to help McKinleyville evolve in a really wonderful way. Also, I'm here as your former state senator who chaired the Senate Committee on Developmental Disabilities and Mental Health and had a great deal of experience and education learning about the issues around disabilities. I am worked on, unfortunately not for Humboldt County, funding and development of housing for persons with disabilities elsewhere in the state, and am very aware of the importance of providing that kind of housing.
Support was also voiced by Humboldt Office of Education Deputy Superintendent of Schools Colby Smart and Open Door Community Health Center's CEO Tori Starr, a We Are Up board member, who linked housing to health and wellness.
Open Door serves 60,000 people a year. 13,000 of those are Medicare patients. So we're really engaged with the senior population. And every day in our work, we see how housing is not just a social issue, it's a health issue. Without safe, affordable housing, no individual, regardless of their age or ability, can actually fully support their physical and mental well-being. That's why I'm here to express our enthusiastic support for the We Are Up project. This initiative does more than build housing. It builds belonging. It is thoughtfully designed, sustainable, intergenerational community where people with disabilities, especially those on the autism spectrum, can live, grow, and thrive alongside others, including our rapidly aging senior population.
The project's revenue model includes special events like fundraisers and weddings, which are limited to no more than 35 per year, with a maximum attendance of 400 people for each. Conditions of approval include upgrading a traffic signal at Central Avenue and constructing an ADA-accessible bus stop. The project was unanimously approved, with Commissioner Thomas Mulder absent. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Metz.